This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoostant with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio, live on the Liberty News Radio Network. Check us out, 75radio.org. That's the number, 75radio.org. We are red hot and rolling. It is Saturday, August 27th, 2022. Well, how are we doing, my friend?
Doing pretty well, Scoop. Doing pretty well. How's you and the family doing?
Well, same as usual. We'll just leave it at that. But anyways, as usual, we want to say a special shout out to the men and the alleged woman of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, led by Little Billy Keebler. Stay safe out there, seller savers. And also, as always, first order of business is remembering members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in line of duty. Now, tonight's a little bit special. I am live here at the Law Enforcement Memorial at Judiciary Square in Washington, D.C. But tonight, we want to remember Constable Deborah Martinez Garabi of the Pima County, Arizona Constable's Office. End of watch, August 25th, 2022. Her killer committed suicide. And also, we want to remember Sergeant Robert Blaine Schwartz of the Oklahoma County, Oklahoma Sheriff's Office, end of watch, August 22nd, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. First thing I want to talk about is that disaster of a raid by the FBI. President Trump's lawyers this week requested that the affidavit for the search warrant be released. And three quarters of this affidavit was just blacked out, is redacted, because I guess it's supposed to be state secrets. And my thing is that, first of all, his Trump's predecessor, President Barack Obama, brought 3 million pieces of correspondence to his residence or his place, or he took 3 million pieces of correspondence out of the White House for whatever reason. And nobody's going after him. I can only imagine what those 3 million pieces of paper have to say. Number two, this is a former U.S. president. If you have a federal agency going after a former United States president, who in this country we still treat like royalty, despite we might actually despise them, they are going after him. Imagine what they can do to you. And third, this is nothing but a witch hunt. Biden and the Democrats know their goose is cooked come 2024, so they're going to try everything in their power to take Trump down. He was impeached twice, was convicted zero times, and now they're trying a criminal case for Bravo Sierra. Well, what's your take about this this absolute fallacy of a raid from the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Well, you know, it's like what a lot of the country thinks. A lot of Republicans in the country think that it's a ploy to taint the possible announcement that Mr. Trump would make after the midterm elections to run for president again. And you know, on the liberal side, on the Democratic side, you know, they're you know, screaming and yelling, you know, the orange man's guilty. You know, they didn't investigate the Biden computer, the laptop thing, Hillary's emails. Oh, you know, some of them were her recipes from her mother and all that kind of nonsense, ridiculousness. You know, it's such a washout. It's ridiculous. a whitewash on Mr. Trump. You know, the man didn't do anything to anybody. This is the country, the land of opportunity. You know, just listen to the song from Jay Black and the Americans. And it, he took America by the horns and steered it in the right direction. And they didn't like it because they all lost money. They lost money in the oil industry. They lost money from their interests in overseas stock investments. And I'm talking, you know, the Taiwan. You know, they're made in Taiwan. Did you ever see that on the bottom of a cup, made in Taiwan? Well, what do you think Nancy Pelosi went there this month for? You know, to right. make sure that, you know, that her and her husband's, you know, stocks are strong. Same thing with the Chinese stuff with Mr. Biden and the Russian thing. You know, he just sent, what, another $3 billion over to Ukraine. Like I said, who's in charge of this money? You know, there's no eyes on this, all these billions of dollars that Biden is sending over there, but they got eyes, excuse me, they got eyes on Mr. Trump's basement. You know, it's just unbelievable. You know, to this day, I haven't seen any evidence put forward except somebody getting a judge to sign a search warrant. But you see the recordings of crimes that the Bidens have done. You know, when he was over at the Ukraine, well, you're not going to get any money from us if you don't fire that prosecutor, you know, the one that tried to screw his son over there in Ukraine. You're not getting any money from us. And what happened? They fired the guy, and Ukraine got the money. You know, that was during yep. Obama's reign. So, you know, and then they worried about a phone call that Trump made to Putin while he was in office. I mean, that he's supposed to have communication. You know, just because the last thing Obama did was chase the Russians off of Long Island in December of 16. And he was not in good standing with the Russians. And Mr. Trump made nice with the Russians. He made nice with the North Koreans. He did very well in ending the Korean conflict. And here they are just drilling this guy. And you know, it's one of those things where, you know, be careful what you ask for, because, I'm sure Mr. Trump, you know, he didn't get to where he is by being, you know, stupid or overly stupid. And these people, they're all elected officials. They haven't made any money. They don't know what it's like out there to make money or do a deal. Or sell a piece of property. They always have somebody else to do it for them. Mr. Trump, right. Mr. Trump's got dirt under his fingernails from right. hard work.
Right, but anyways, when we come back, we got this student loan forgiven, our favorite doctor that calls it a day, and Kathy Hochul hates people. Stay tuned, everybody. We're just getting warmed up. This is Certified Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules. The shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
This is 7-5 Radio, Scoop Stanton with Walter Yuku. I am live at the Law Enforcement Memorial at Judiciary Square in Northwest District of Columbia. Anyways, I invited our friend Stassi over, but he's working. He's apparently raising some money for his lover's business ventures. But anyways, keep a good work, Stas. But anyways, next disaster, Joseph Biden catches promise of forgiving millions of dollars of student loans this week. That's for people who didn't go to college, who went to community college, paid off the student loans, joined the military, started a business, found other ventures as a contractor, logged us as a trucker. They get absolutely nothing. Now, I am the first person to say that student loans absolutely suck. You get out of school, hopefully you get a job. It's not going to be very well-paying. You got to get a place to live, God knows where, with God knows who, with roommates, you know, say goodbye to privacy. You got to pay utilities, food, booze, and then start your career. And then about 6 months after you graduate, guess what? You get a thing in the mail saying, oh, you owe us for these student loans that you took. Now, I don't have sympathy for these people because there are things to do to not get stuck paying all the student debt. Now, wish to God I had used some of these options. First thing is scholarships. I had no athletic ability, and my grades were just below average, so that was, you know, not an option. But you have ROTC, and you have a job waiting when you get out of school. But the problem is you're obligated, whether you like it or not, or you pay the loans, you pay the tuition back. And you cannot be a long-haired fat slob as an ROTC cadet. Myself, I did not do ROTC. I was a long-haired fat slob, and I ended up paying student loans, and then I enlisted in the military. Also, you have the option of enlisting in the military and use the Montgomery GI Bill. Now, for $1,200 over one entire year, you have literally tens of thousands of dollars of college money at your disposal. And meanwhile, you learn a skill, you learn something to do, you learn discipline, you learn to get up, learn to get dressed, put on a clean uniform, do your job, you learn respect, you learn chain of command, you learn leadership, you learn management, and so on and so forth. And my father hates the fact, I like to tell people that I've learned more 2 years in the Navy as an enlisted sailor than I did 4 years of college. But anyways, if military is not your route, you can go to a state or local college. Now, there's nothing that says you have to go to an Ivy League school or some uppity private school, but I mean, community college is your cheapest route, followed by state school. Now, if you live in California, New York, or Virginia, they have a great state college program. Or another thing you can do, that nobody likes to say, is learn a trade. Because there's nothing saying that you have to go to college. Is just drilled in your head. I remember going through school, they said, oh, go to college. You know, them guys with them blue shirts with the names ironed on, you know, they're less than human beings. But just college is just so overrated. Think about this, folks. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren was a so-called professor at Harvard University who earned $400,000 a year as a college professor. $400,000 a year to send your kid to school to have Elizabeth Warren teach them. This money actually wasted. And anyways, with blue-collar jobs, they are desperate for blue-collar jobs. Factories, contracting. Here in D.C., you have a Steamfitters Union. They buy airtime during the baseball game to say, hey, you're looking for a job. A Steamfitters Union is looking for people. We'll train you, and you can earn up to $100,000 a year and get excellent benefits, including a pension. And that's ridiculous. Who says, like, you don't have a don't need a college education? We're going to train you, and we're going to give you a pension as well as Cadillac benefits. And if I wasn't so old and, well, old and fat, I'd probably become a members of a Steamfitters Union to, you know, learn a trade. And also, think about learning a trade. You're a desperate need, especially here in D.C., because nobody knows how to pick up a screwdriver or a hammer or a 9/16 sock, because everybody has a call contractor for everything. There's no home improvement here. Home Depot is just filled with people speak a different language than English. Well, what's your take on the student loan fiasco?
It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I've been hearing for the past 20 years or so about deferments because, you know, these people, they go to college and, you know, their intentions are to pay the loan back. And then they find out after that, you know, the degree that they sought for 4 years of college or 5 years of college isn't available to them. So they do something else. And nowhere near of what they thought they were going to earn. And now all of a sudden they start paying back a little bit, and they call the financial institution and they say, I can't pay it. I can't pay it. So they put them on a program. And then after a while, I can't pay, you know, the program money. So they defer it until they can pay for it. But nobody follows up. So, you know, this is nothing new that college tuitions haven't been paid back, you know, by the student, by the person who got the loans to begin with. This has been going on a long time. And the pot is so full of outstanding debt that, you know, it's never going to get paid back. You know, you can't put somebody in jail because they didn't pay a loan back. So instead of going through all the IRS nonsense and programming and such, they just say, forget it. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll add some tax here and there, and we'll get our money back. And it's just horrible. It's just horrible. I've never, ever faulted on a loan. I've never not paid rent when I was in apartments. I never not paid my mortgage. To this day, I pay my mortgage every month. And I don't complain. It is a lot more than I want to spend, but I don't complain. And now these people are, how can I say it? If I took out $100,000 to go to school, okay, and the government says, okay, don't worry about it, you don't have to pay it back, that $100,000 should be considered income and should be taxed, and taxed heavily. All right, that's the next step on this fiasco. Because, you know, let's make it simpler for our listeners to understand. If you have a credit card, okay, and you can't pay it back, and you make a deal with the credit card company, and they say, okay, you owe us, you know, $8,000, pay us $6,000, and, you know, we'll call it a wash, and you can't have a credit card with us anymore. And let's just say you agree to it. Well, there's $2,000 of merchandise that you got them to pay for that you got for free. Well, that's considered income, and you got to pay taxes on that $2,000. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to play out. There is no way, no money is going back cleanly. These so-called, let's call them student loans, students on their loans are going to need to be taxed and taxed heavily.
Right.
I don't care if they work in a gas station now. I don't care if they work in McDonald's. It doesn't matter. It's a responsibility that you have to pay back all, some or part of that loan. And if you can't, you're going to be heavily taxed on it. And your credit rating should be in the toilet. It should be in the gutter. So nobody ever gives you another loan based on, I don't have any debt. The president said I don't have any debt. No one should ever be able to give this person, any institution, a legitimate institution, like a bank. Let's just use, Chase Manhattan. I don't even know if Chase Manhattan still exists.
Yep.
For a mortgage, when 10 years ago they defaulted on a loan and the president said it's okay. They should still not have access to outside money.
Right. And another thing, since you have all these student loans, the government-backed loans, the price of tuition keeps going up. But anyways, the music's coming up. When we come back after the break, another Yahoo calls it quits. Also, somebody from the Party of Love hates us, and more to come. Anyway, stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden is on defense now that we've learned the cost estimate of his student loan forgiveness plan, $240 billion spread over 10 years, assuming that 75% of those who are eligible would take advantage of it. He told reporters that he would consider it a success if 10% took advantage of the program. Republicans not convinced it's a good idea. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune told the PBS NewsHour that Biden's action is fundamentally unfair.
Particularly if you think about all those Americans out there and those families, many of whom never had the opportunity to go to college, or those who did and paid their loans down already, paid them back, or their parents pinched pennies and made it possible for them to get through college.
Thune adds that those who paid off their loans are being asked to pay for those who still have them. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
There's concern about the potential for a radiation leak in Ukraine, where Europe's largest nuclear power plant is located. Ukrainian officials claim Russian forces fired on areas just across the river. Meanwhile, Russian forces are pointing to Ukrainian shelling that hit a building that stores nuclear fuel. Iodine tablets were being distributed to residents who live near the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in case of radiation exposure. The plant was knocked offline temporarily Thursday due to fire damage to a transmission line. Hydrologists predict that the Pearl River near Jackson, Mississippi will crest by Tuesday. Emergency officials are telling residents in low-lying areas to prepare for flooding. Jackson Mayor Chakwe Lumumba has urged residents in flood zones to pack enough belongings to get them through several days of evacuation, adding that police officers will increase patrols to protect property. Health officials in Scotland say piles of garbage in the streets of Edinburgh are raising a stink, as well as a threat to public health and safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
We are back. 7-5 Radio. The Libby News. Excuse me, Radio Network. Anyways, it is August 27, 2022, and August has been a very good month to us. Liz Cheney lost her primary by a lot. Ryan Stelter got fired, and his show was very, very anticlimactic. And now, one of the world's worst doctors is calling it quits. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the highest paid government employee, has decided to retire at the young age of 81. Now, folks, hear how dumb Anthony Fauci is. And this has nothing to do with science or medicine or anything like that. Fauci's been working for the government for so long with his very generous retirement plan, he was actually losing money going to work. I don't have the schematics about how he was losing money, but after you reach a certain point in your career, if you keep going to work and you reach a certain age, you're paying the government or you're paying your employer to go to work. And also, at his ripe age of 81, he will probably not collect all the money he contributed for his pension, even though his pension is estimated to be $350,000 a year. That's $350,000 a year plus medical benefits. The U.S. president only makes $400,000 a year. President Trump donated all his money to various charities. But anyways, forget all his boo-boos with AIDS, H1N1, and SARS. That's, you know, kids play compared to what Fauci did to COVID. Here's some of Fauci's follies. He forced America to wear these useless masks. These masks did nothing. As Patrick Ryan says, it's like putting a chain link fence around your house to keep out mosquitoes. He forced America to get some harmful junk called a vaccine. Folks, I've talked to people in medicines. Vaccine's supposed to prevent something. This thing that they made us get the shot just supposedly slows it down. Anyways, Fauci would not allow other medications to be tried, like hydroxychloroquine. And any mention of hydroxychloroquine, you're branded a nut and a conspiracy theorist and so on and so forth. He shut down the entire economy with businesses closing doors, never reopened. People losing jobs, people losing their homes, people losing cars. Fauci forced children to learn at home. Folks, I got little ones at home, and it was just an absolute disaster because kids are used to playing at home, having fun at home, watching TV at home. You can't have them sit still in front of a computer for 6 hours a day. With Fauci and his foolishness, he had weddings and funerals become drive-through events. You know, if mom died of COVID, guess what? You couldn't gather to pay your final respects. You had to just drive by in the car, windows rolled up, and just wave, bye, ma. And then people suffering from other ailments end up dying because the hospitals were fixated on COVID. Why? Because for every COVID death in that hospital, they got money from the government. So people with cancer, people with heart conditions, people with other ailments, they passed away because they couldn't get into a hospital because of this COVID frenzy. Secondary effects include loss of jobs, loss of income, isolation, substance abuse. I mean, fentanyl's all over the place. Relationships falling apart and just overall apathy. And Fauci thought he was Albert Schweitzer. And then when people brings up the things he messed up on, he never took any responsibility for his bad decisions. And then when you call him out for his hypocrisy, his not knowing, his incompetence, he's like, well, if you criticize me, you're criticizing science. No, we're criticizing you because you don't know the science. And lo and behold, we were right. Joe Rogan was right. He said these masks didn't work. This vaccine doesn't work. This vaccine's killing people. you know, you have natural immunity if you get it, if somebody's get exposed to it, natural antibodies. There's a clip on Twitter where Fauci says, well, if you got the flu, don't get the flu shot because you already body's building up antibodies, so on and so forth. But anyways, as Tony is leaving the door, walking out the door for the last time, don't worry about him because I'm sure he's got a 6- or 7-figure book deal. And he's probably got offers as chief medical correspondent for fake news places such as CNN or MSNBC. Anthony Fauci will not be missed. He has been held, correction, he has had zero accountability for all of his actions to suggest. And he said, well, I didn't close down the country. And then, he, you know, after the fact, after retirement, he was like, well, this clip he's saying of you suggesting to the president that to shut down the economy. But anyways, he's just another Washington, D.C. piece of work. Of course, these idiots around here worship him. Well, what say you about this quack of a doctor?
Well, you know, I suspect that, you know, he was well respected before he started telling the lies about the COVID situation, because, you know, he was speaking the truth. It was transmittable. It was bad. But it wasn't bad enough for the Democrats. I don't know how many other governors did the same thing that King Andrew did. He was on the television every day at noon Eastern time, you know, telling us, you know, telling whoever listened to that, how many people died from COVID the day before. And, you know, he was, you know, in the 600s, the 700s. And, you know, it turns out that they included anybody that died. They included that in COVID as COVID was the culprit. And, you know, of course, you know, in the ensuing year or so, we found that to not be true. You know, 750 to 800 people die every day in New York City anyway. They just happened to throw the COVID in there. I mean, there's 8 million people in there. You know, and you know, you're going to have deaths in the hundreds every day. And it turned into a farce, and Fauci did nothing to stop it. As a matter of fact, Fauci went to the gas station and got more gas to put on the fire. And that's exactly what, you know, he did for 2 years. You know, they shut down baseball stadiums, no fans. They played in front of no fans for a whole year. Right. And then, you know, they played a 60-game season, you know, what was it, the year before last? You know, it just made absolutely no sense what was going on. And you can't account for all these deaths that they say from COVID, and it's not. I mean, I had COVID in February this year. And was I down for the count? You betcha, man. I was sick. But what I was sick from was the extreme case of pneumonia that I had. I tested positive for COVID, but, you know, I did what I was supposed to do, just like the flu. You know, you stay in bed, plenty of fluids, you know, take something for the pain, and, you know, and of course see a doctor so you can get steroids and antibiotics. But other than that, you know, I've had the flu before and it's knocked me on my butt just like that. So the issue that there's another sickness out there, it doesn't surprise me. And now, of course, now we got the monkeypox. But Dr. Fauci, you know, he told a lot of lies. That's another guy that should have had a warrant going to his house to see what kind of information he's got hidden in his safe that he took with
right.
him. You know,
right.
You know, it wasn't a cover up. What would you call something the opposite of a cover up?
Exposure.
Well, no. That's not the route I'm going. The route I'm going is like the COVID was actually, you know, gaslighted to serve a purpose, a political purpose, I feel. And, you know, Mr. Trump, based on Dr. Birx's and Dr. Fauci's findings and the WHO, they shut down the country that was doing so fabulous, you know, independently energized with our own oil and our own crude and everything. And, you know, we were doing so well at the gas pumps. We were doing so well in the stores. We were doing so well. And Mr. Trump went and shot it down. And you know why? Because he knew he could get it back on its feet again when this passed. And that's where we would be now had Mr. Trump been reelected. But Dr. Fauci, right. You know, the man belongs not in jail. He belongs in front of the committee and needs to tell the truth and stop this sidestepping when he gets in front of Congress.
Right. All right. When we come back, we'll try to close it up real quick. Stay tuned, everybody. Sound 5 Radio coming at you after the break.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. We already made it to the end of the hour. The 5 minutes on that hour in the radio. A couple of housekeeping notes. I talked to you last week about a government official who really, really overstepped their bounds as a government employee. Well, I got the videotape, as Warner Wolf used to say, late. And I've contacted folks. This story's so big. I've contacted Project Veritas to help get some promotion out there because it. I'll talk about it next week, whether I'm Project Veritas is in or not. Also, coming up in about a month or so, I have another big, big, big announcement, and I'm so happy about that. But just stay tuned. It's for the teaser. Real quick, some more good COVID news. This week, a federal judge ruled that the vaccine mandate for District of Columbia employees is unlawful. And district employees can no longer be subject to disciplinary action. So hopefully this is a groundbreaking case so people like me that were forced to get the COVID shot, which to this day I regret, just like millions of others, we can get some reparations for the foolishness that that the government leaders put us through. Thank you, Mayor Bowser. But finally... Governor Kathy Hochul, who's a Democrat mayor, the Democrat governor of the state of New York, was at a campaign rally through Ulster County Executive Patrick Ryan, and she told an audience saying, "We're here to say the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? You are not New Yorkers." Let me say, read that again. "We're here to say the era of Trump and Zeldin and Molinaro," who's probably running for Ulster County County Executive, "just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong, okay? You are not New Yorkers."
Well, you know, I took offense to that, because, you know, both sides of my family immigrated to this country, ended up in New York. I have family that drew a paycheck from Albany. Walt, you and I were certified as New York State police officers. Walt, when your family came to this country, where'd they end up first?
It's Lower East Side.
Yep. In Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York State. Also, Walter, unfortunately, was a resident at a correctional facility. And I was even a volunteer firefighter in the state of New York. And while we both have family buried in the state of New York. But Governor Hochul doesn't have to worry, because if she keeps doing what we're doing, what she's doing and Democrats are doing, everybody's going to move out. You and I moved out like millions of others. And we're taking our jobs, we're taking our money, we're taking our skills with us. So are the businesses. So is the tax, which equals the tax base. Democrats made New York very competitive with California and Illinois as the worst state in the entire nation. Nice. Now, nobody mentions Mississippi or Arkansas anymore, but New York, California, and Illinois. New York State has the highest taxes, highest regulations, highest net migration, which means people leaving the state, slowest job growth. Jobs are moving out, and I cannot recall the last time a factory moved in New York. Now, no business can compete in New York for the simple fact of the taxes and regulation. And also the Workers' Compensation Act, which is nicknamed Blue Collar Lotto. So, anyways, you got no jobs. Jobs are gone. People leaving. People graduating the SUNY and CUNY schools and moving out of state. And the only people left in New York are Democrats. Savage criminals who are given carte blanche to run wild. The district attorneys refuse to charge these criminals. The welfare bums. The degenerates. The scammers. And people who are unproductive. So I guess Kathy Hochul only wants these people in New York State. Well, you know, she could have it. But anyways, so that's why I moved down here to Virginia while you're in Tennessee. And unfortunately, all these other Democrat New Yorkers have moved down here to Virginia. So it's starting to look like New York. Well, what say you about Kathy Hochul hating on conservatives?
Well, you know, what's going to happen is, you know, the more people that move out of New York, you know, and they take their paychecks with them to another state, they start losing state and federal tax money. And what's going to happen is they'll try to tax the people that are still living there yet more on property and more out of their paychecks, to the point where you're going to be working for the government just to feed your family. And, you know, property values are going to go down because people are just going to abandon them like they did during the Obama years. You know, if they were upside down, not, you know, when Obama made people go upside down in their mortgage payments, people just walked away.
Yep. I remember
that. They didn't even declare bankruptcy. They just walked away. And there's nothing illegal about it. So, you know, people are going to do the same thing. And what's going to happen is the crime rate is going to fall. You know why crime rate's going to fall? Because there's not going to be anybody, number one, to commit the crimes or to commit the crimes against. You know, it's going to be back to crackhead liquor store robberies, you know, and you can't even do that anymore. Because most everything is done with plastic. There's no cash in the register. So, you know, it's going to bring crime down, but there's not going to be anybody there. That's why it's going to bring crime down. Maybe that's her goal, to get, you know, to cut the 17 million population in New York, you know, cut it in half and get rid of the crime. I don't know. I don't have a solution. All I can do is speculate what her problem is. You said, businesses have left. The businesses that Mr. Trump, you know, foresaw to come back to New York aren't coming back to New York. The businesses that did come back are once again leaving. They're leaving. So, you know, it doesn't make any sense what they're doing. It's a horrible situation. You know, I feel for the people that, you know, love New York and live in New York. But listen, you know, you got to go with your brain. You got to leave your heart, you got to leave your heart in the drawer. You have to go somewhere where you can afford to live and have a good life. You know, so.
Right. You're absolutely right. Because for my family, the only two people left are my parents, who are elderly, retirement and Social Security. So luckily, my father squirreled enough money away to, you know, buy the house that he's living in. And, expenses are reasonable for the most part, except for mom's medical issues, but that's a whole totally different story. But, in Donald Trump himself, the 45th president, was born in Queens, who lived on Fifth Avenue, has a beautiful building on Fifth Avenue right across the street from Saks Fifth Avenue. He moved to Florida because of the taxes. When you have a former president move out of your state because of the taxes regulations, that says a lot. And unfortunately, where I'm at, my situation, I'm stuck here in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. area, which just absolutely sucks. And I was hoping eventually to move back up to New York when I'm retired. So I'm not paying all these taxes to the state of New York for these losers and bums and degenerates and corruption. Now, where my parents live, they don't call 911. They don't need to because they take care of business themselves. But now it's not only New York City that's turning into Mogadishu. Albany, Schenectady, Troy in the capital region, Syracuse, Utica in the central New York region. Then you go out to Rochester, Buffalo, just Dodge City. And Kathy Hochul's biggest accomplishment was to take over for Andrew Cuomo and his nipple rings because he gets too friendly with the ladies, and build a sports stadium for a billionaire in Buffalo. And Buffalo used to be a real big steel town, a port town, and a lot of industry in Buffalo. That's all gone. So now the biggest industry out there is selling beer and hot dogs to other beer and hot dog vendors at the new billion-dollar stadium in Buffalo. But again, that's the Democrat Party in a nutshell. They're corrupt, incompetent, and they'll do anything they want to because they're untouchable. And, you know, you were behind Andrew Giuliani 1,000%, and people just, you know, they threw him the wayside because, well, Lee Zeldin, he was handpicked by the party. You know, the New York State GOP's got about 10 members left, and they keep shooting themselves in the foot. And you got guys like Rudy Giuliani and George Pataki, who were Republicans, saving New York City, saving New York State. So then you have a guy like Andrew who, you know, learned from his father, learned from President Trump, has ideas to save New York. He's like, nah, we'll go with this guy because, he's part of the tribe. But anyways, any closing thoughts before we close it up for the week? We were able to make it with all the news stories.
A lot's been going on this week with the finances, you know, and everybody knows it. And the person who's losing is the person that works hard for a living. It's just awful. Like I said a few minutes ago, you know, about paying mortgages and stuff. You know, they raise your taxes any more than they already have. You can't afford to feed your family, so you might as well just stop working and go on public assistance. Get the food stamps, get the WIC, get all that stuff the government is giving away for free. If they stop giving that crap away for free and put the rest of the country back to work, then the working man can keep his job and still support his family. People just don't understand that. You know, I get my medications for free. Well, no, you don't, because somebody like me is paying for that.
Right.
That's another thing we're going to do. We're going to start talking about giving the farm away. That's going to be a new segment occasionally. But anyways, I hear the closing music for Walter Yerkew. This is Peter Scoop State reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make a song, everybody.
James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.